Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today for part one of our two-part series is Iowa House Representative for District 23, Ray Sorensen. All right, Ray, so it's the first funnel. What are some bills that you think are going to make it pass and some that may not?
So, yeah, it's been an interesting and busy week of work. You know, everyone's hyper-focused on bills in their committees, and it's a big push to get, you know, your specific priorities across the, you know, the first big hurdle, which is the end of funnel week, which is today. It's Friday. Committee chairs try to sift through, you know, what's been submitted and make sure, you know, that as many subs or subcommittee meetings, which are the public weigh-ins, are had early enough for those bills to then be considered in full committee. And that's where they kind of meet, where they sometimes just can't get the votes to keep moving. You know, specifically in my committees and in the committee that I chair in Eco Grow Tech, we ran Iowa Economic Development Authority bills. They've got, you know, a couple big department bills that are moving through. So we got them past committee so they can continue to be worked on as they move to the floor. We have software licensing bills and some cybersecurity bills. And of course, you know, previously we'd gotten the consumer data protection and things like that across. But this week, specifically, I ran a fix for one of my superintendents. They weren't completely clear on if they could use save dollars for cybersecurity purposes. And so I have a really simple bill that's just a clarification fix there. In transportation, I ran a Midwest Rail Compact bill that would give us a seat at the table for a Midwest Rail Commission. And what they do there is they discuss, you know, inner city rail, high speed rail, and any other issues involving like that interstate rail travel. And so that bill would grant us a seat with, I believe, about 12 other Midwest states and talking about how we can improve our rail systems. In education, one of the bills that squeaked by on a bipartisan vote on a very thin margin, which is a vote to 12 to 11, was a bill that I drafted for the Iowa Youth Congress, but it was simultaneously drafted by Representative Steckman, who she ultimately ran the bill. But what it would do would grant students a non-voting seat at their school board. And the school board association, I don't think they were crazy about it because it used the word shall have a position instead of may, but we have an amendment that operates more as like a shall offer, but it still allows the boards to decide if a student is worthy to sit on the board. So it's what I think is a good compromise. We also ran a teacher empowerment bill out of education committee. We've received a lot of feedback from teachers about their experiences in the classrooms. Teachers they're not necessarily getting the support they need from their administration. And in many ways they're hindered by their ability to discipline students that are disruptive and even protect themselves against students that are violent. So that's House Study Bill 206. My warning there is that it's not in its final form. We're continuing to work on it with folks in education to, you know, make sure it's the best bill possible. But, you know, right now it would allow teachers to make a complaint directly to the ombudsman's office regarding violence in the classroom. And it requires the ombudsman to investigate. And the school district must ensure their teachers know their rights regarding teacher immunity when coming in physical contact with a violent student. It would require teachers to notify the parent or guardian within 24 hours if they witness a student injury, including teacher whistleblower protections for that. They would also lay out a three-strike system for student discipline. So your first offense, you would meet with the school counselor and a 1 day of in-school suspension. A second offense would meet with school counselor and 5 days of in-school suspension. And a third offense would be kind of a three strikes and you're out as the student is removed from that class. And if in high school, will not receive credit for that class. We did House Study Bill 219, which would tighten the definitions of what age appropriate is by making it clear that material which contains graphic images and descriptions of sex acts or sexual activity is not age appropriate. And, you know, this bill came from, you know, cumbersome one-sided book reconsideration policies and committees, which have been determining that the material appearance of question is in fact age appropriate. But, you know, it's worth noting that television stations and radio stations are prohibited from showing the images or broadcasting any of the testimony about these books because it would violate broadcast standards. So, you know, I think that bill makes a lot of common sense. LSA has kind of been bogged down, so a lot of these bills didn't get drafted till like the last minute. And one of those bills was my vet bill that didn't get drafted until pretty late in the game. But part of it was a scope of practice bill I drafted in cooperation with one of my local vets. It ultimately is going to get picked up in a different bill, And that bill updates the state veterinary practice code for the first time in 25 years. Much of it is codifying regulations, which the Iowa Vet Board has adopted to deal with, like the evolution of the profession during the last three decades, but for which code only had a generalized authority. The new code language would recognize and specify the scope of veterinary services and veterinary students, veterinary technicians, and auxiliary veterinary personnel that can perform in relation to their duties and being supervised by vets. Another bill that was of interest, at least to me, was House Veterans Affairs Committee passed House Study Bill 205, and that would provide veterans injured in military service certain discounts on hunting licenses and allow the use of a crossbow while hunting with a tag during archery season. That's just kind of a high-level view of some of the bills that, you know, I had a front row seat to or had an interest in. But, yeah, it's kind of what Funnel Week looked like.
All right, and what are some things that you're kind of preparing for and looking at for getting into next week as well?
So, you know, next week, the next couple weeks, we'll be preparing for second funnel. And, you know, so there'll be a lot of floor debate coming up. And so previously we've had very minimal floor debate. It's been a lot of subcommittee and committee work. You know, those committees will still have to, you know, stay in operation until we're past second funnel. But a lot of it's going to be floor debate. We're going to have some long days of getting through what's known as the white calendar, which is all the bills that made it out of committee and to the floor and the bills that are coming over from the Senate. And those Senate bills have to make it out of our committee and vice versa in order to stay alive and pass second funnel. So that's kind of how we continue to, you know, quote, funnel down the bills and really focus on what is our priority, you know, as an entire legislature by doing that. So that's what it'll be, you know, switch from just committee work to committee and a lot of floor work.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.